Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast number 739. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, exhort you, yes, even motivate you, if you will, to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ in faith, believing. For Jesus Christ said, "Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They simply need to just pray. Be obedient to God and just pray to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in faith, believing. If I can get you to simply just pray in that way, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. For we do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God, in the Holy Bible. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God, the Holy Bible today, is Psalm 119:76, which reads, "Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word, unto thy servant." Allow me now to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. Here is an earnest petition to God for his favor. Those that own the justice of God in their afflictions, as David had done, may in faith and with humble boldness be earnest for the mercy of God and the tokens and fruits of that mercy in their affliction. He prays for God's merciful kindness and his tender mercies. He can claim nothing as his due but all his supports under his affliction must come from mere mercy and compassion to one in misery, one in want. Gracious souls, fetch all their comfort from a gracious God as the fountain of all happiness and joy. A good man cannot live with any satisfaction unless he has some tokens of God's favor to him. Our master has passed his word to all his servants that he will be kind to them, and they may plead it with him. Those that delight in the law of God may depend upon the favor of God, for it shall certainly make them happy. Our featured prayer motivator quote for today is from Dr. Charles Stanley. He said, "We can be tired, weary, and emotionally distraught, but after spending time alone with God, we find that he injects into our bodies energy, power, and strength." Now, dear friends, my personal encouragement for you today is this. Here are three benefits that I have personally received from prayer to God, and that I know you can receive as well. Number one, prayer to God can cause your ministry to flourish if you are involved in a ministry beyond your wildest imaginations. Number two, prayer to God will help you become a better witness for the Lord. And number three, prayer to God will help you have good relationships with other people and keep them so. Our prayer motivator devotional today is titled "Prayer is Putting God to Work, Part 4," from the book The Weapon of Prayer. The Weapon of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. Brother E.M. Bounds goes on to say, "Everywhere in his word, God conditions his actions." E.M. Bounds goes on to say, "Everywhere in his word, God conditions his actions on prayer. Everywhere in his word, his actions and attitude are shaped by prayer. To quote all the scriptural passages which prove the immediate, direct, personal relation of prayer to God would be to transfer whole pages of the scripture to this study. Man has personal relations with God. Prayer is the divinely appointed means by which man comes into direct connection with God. By his own ordinance, God holds himself bound to hear our prayers. God bestows his great good on his children when they seek it along the avenue of prayer. When Solomon closed his great prayer, which he offered at the dedication of the temple, God appeared to him, approved him, and laid down the universal principles of his action. In 2 Chronicles 7:12-15, we read as follows, "And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among the people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place." In his purpose concerning the Jews in the Babylonish captivity, in Jeremiah 29:10-13, God asserts his unfailing principles For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you, and perform my good word toward you, in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. In Bible terminology, prayer means calling upon God for things we desire, asking things of God. Thus we read, call upon me, and I will answer thee, and will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. Prayer is revealed as a direct application to God for some temporal or spiritual good. It is an appeal to God to intervene in life's affairs for the good of those for whom we pray. God is recognized as the source and fountain of all good, and prayer implies that all his good is held in his keeping for those who call upon him in truth. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. Please remember, the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast. Join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to pray. Help us to do that most important work. And we thank you, Lord. And Holy Father God, we pray that you give us your grace and your strength and your anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray as we pray together over our prayer list, and for those who are participating online and around the world, that they will pray over their prayer list as well. And Holy Father God, we do pray for 3 million people to come to know your Savior through this ministry alone. We pray for over 3 million Christians to be revived through this ministry alone. We pray for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of Christian families. We pray for the healing and an awakening to take place in this nation. We pray, Lord, for your blessings and guidance for all pastors and church leaders and missionaries. We pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all governmental officials who run this country and all of the countries across the states and the cities as well. And Holy Father God, now we pray for 3 people who have sent in their prayer requests to us. And we pray for the thousands upon thousands of prayer requests that have come in. Hear and answer their prayers, and hear and answer our prayers for them. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in their prayer requests. We pray for Willis. Please bless his 24 days of fasting and prayer. We pray for Linda. Lord, please bless her and Crystal with jobs. Bless her upcoming job interviews. Give her more energy and better health so she can exercise, go hiking, and attend events. We pray for Adriana. For your will to be done regarding Miriam and Peter's relationship. Help them to love and understand each other in the right way. Give Miriam courage, strength, and clarity. Help Peter to get out of a bad situation. And Holy Father God, we pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for those who have gotten saved through the ministry. We pray for the following people by name who have trusted you as Savior. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm them in the faith and have them grow in the faith and become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Isaac, John, and Franz. And now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Samuel, Prosper, and Israel. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.